Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Can we begin this time by reading a couple of verses from Romans chapter 12?
让我们开始的时候先读在罗马书的两处经节。
Romans chapter 12, the first two verses, which I think are very familiar verses.
就是在罗马书的12章的前两处经节，大家都非常熟悉的。
And as we're reading these verses, I'd like to keep in mind something that Sam just asked us to do in the last song.
当我们来读这些章节的时候，我对大家有一个小小的请求，就像刚才 Sam 弟兄带诗的时候所讲到的。
As we read these verses, let's make them very personal and think about I and me.
让我们读这些章节的时候，想到我们的自己。
How are they speaking to me personally?
就是这些章节对我要讲什么话。
But then as we read them, let's consider this, that we are the church, and it is to be a we.
然后当我们这样思想的时候，不光想到我，也想到我们，我们就是教会。
Sometimes we get excited to build the church, and we think about we and the church, and we forget about our individual walk with the Lord.
有的时候我们想到教会这么的兴奋，建造教会，就想到我们，却忘了我，我要自己与神同行。
Brothers and sisters, it's only if these two verses are a reality in our personal life that we can truly be part of the church.
弟兄姐妹们，只有这两处章节在我们个人的生命里面成为实际，才能有神的建造。
So let's read these two verses. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以让我们来读这两节，就是12章的1和2。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Let's just ask the Lord again to speak to us this morning.
让我们再来求神对着我们说话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask that you would open your word to us this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们求你把你的话今天向我们打开。
We pray that we would not hear a story this morning or words that would fall away.
主啊，我们愿意今天不是听到一些故事，或者听到一些随风而去的话语。
You truly, Lord, have the words of eternal life.
主啊，因为你的话就是永生。
And we do ask that you would anoint this time for your glory's sake.
主啊，为着你的荣耀，我们求你膏你自己的话语。
We ask this in your lovely name.
如此的祈求是奉着你可爱的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to start just by asking these simple questions to all of us, and I'm speaking to myself, and that is, am I a living sacrifice?
所以今天我对着自己问这么一个简单的问题，在开始的时候我也问大家这么一个简单的问题，我们每个人是不是活祭？
Are we presenting ourselves holy, acceptable, which is our spiritual service?
今天我们有没有这样献上是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，而且也是理所当然的？
May we really consider this? Are we being fashioned by the world?
我们是不是被这个世界所磨成他的形象？
In a sense, we are being fashioned, and we're all wearing clothes.
我们是不是效法这个世界呢？应该是的，因为我们都有我们的衣物。
And there's a good chance we're wearing a piece of clothing because advertisements or sales have told us this is a good piece of clothing.
那我们为什么现在穿在身上这件衣服？因为我们曾经看过一些广告，广告里面讲过这件衣服，所以我们现在在穿。
But the question is, how deep is this fashioning of the world being in our heart?
但我们的想问的问题就是说，这个世界，我们的效法到底在我们里面有多深？
And one of the last questions, is our mind being renewed?
还有一个问题，就是我们的心意有没有更新？
You know, in the Old Testament, we're going to talk a little bit about the Old Testament and a good example and a not so good example of this New Testament verse.
我们就会从旧约里面来看，有好的例子，也有坏的例子。
We're all very familiar with the story of King David.
我们都知道大卫王的故事。
But when David was a very young boy, he decided that he was not going to be fashioned by this world.
当大卫很年幼的时候,他已经有一个志向,就是不来效法这个世界。
And it states very clearly that he was a man after God's own heart.
而且在圣经讲得非常清楚,他是合神心意的人。
We're so familiar with that saying that sometimes we gloss over it, but think about that. He is a man after God's own heart.
有的时候我们就这样读过去了,但是我们停下来仔细想一想,什么是合神心意的人?
And his whole life, his whole being, his entire history was given over to the purpose of his Lord and Savior.
他的生命,他整个所带领的以色列的历史,都是为着他的神。
David's story is full of symbols that we could use today.
在大卫的生命里面有许多的记号,我们可以来看。
All the way back in his promise to Abraham, God said, I want a capital, I want a city, I want a place that I can have my kingship and my authority.
我们来看这些标记的时候,如果看亚伯拉罕的话,神早就跟他讲,我要的是这样一座城,我要的是什么,我要的是什么。But
in all the history of Israel, it wasn't until King David realized we need to take Jerusalem. We need God's authority here on earth as it is in heaven.
但是直到大卫的年间,才有人想到,原来神要的是 夺取耶路撒冷,
and despite the Jebusites, he took Jerusalem and he could say, the Lord Jesus rules and reigns here on earth.
然后他们就打败耶布斯人,就在耶路撒冷说,这里是神掌权的地方。
David also recognized that people talked about the presence of God.
而且大卫意识到,大家都在讲神的同在。
But when it really came down to it, no one knew where the ark was.
但是如果在实际里面,没有人知道神的约柜在哪里。
And David said, we need the presence of the Lord Jesus here in Jerusalem.
所以大卫就说,我们需要把神的同在带回到耶路撒冷。
And so he brought the presence of Jehovah in when he brought the ark into Jerusalem.
所以当他把约柜带进耶路撒冷的时候,也把神的同在带回来。
But again, David still was not satisfied.
但大卫还没有满足。
We need a place of rest for the Lord Jesus.
我们需要为主耶稣来寻找一个安息所在。We
need the house of God.
我们需要有神的家。A
New Testament way of saying that, we need the church.
在新约里面就是神需要教会。And
though he was not allowed to build this temple, he did everything that he could to prepare for the Lord's house, a house of rest.
虽然大卫他不是建殿的那个人,但是为着这个殿,他预备了一切他所做的。And
we also see in David's life that he had this constant communion and relationship with the Lord.
而且在大卫的生活里面,我们可以看到他与神有不断的交通。David's
psalms are really just a communion, a relationship, an active speaking in response to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看大卫的诗篇都是与主不断的交通,有他的倾诉,也有神对他的回应。
And after David died, his sons and his grandsons had that heritage for them.
当大卫去世之后,他的儿子们,他的子孙们也有这样的一个遗传。
The kings of Israel and the kings of Judah could have said, we have the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the presence of God, we have a resting place, and he is a speaking God.
不管是以色列王,或者是犹大王,他们都可以说耶路撒冷是神掌权的地方,都可以说这里约柜是神同在的地方,也都可以说圣殿是神安息所在,也有神对着我们讲话。Do
you and I realize that we have that today?
那你我有没有意识到,今天我们就有这样的成分?
The Lord is just waiting and he's wanting to speak to us.
今天神是在等候,他愿意对着我们说话。
He wants to enjoy that rest with us.
他愿意在我们中间来享受他的安息。Oh,
what a privilege, what an honor that is.
何等的特权,何等尊贵。
That's what the church is called to be.
这就是教会为何被呼召出来。
But quite honestly, I think we can see that we have fallen and fallen way short of God's purpose for his church.
但是如果我们诚实的话,神在教会的心意,今天我们是非常的亏欠。And
I want to see this in again another Old Testament example of a great 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 grandson of David. There's seven there. You don't have to be.
然后我们现在来看一个，就是大卫的第七代的子孙。
He had a descendant who was to be king, and his name was Ahaz.
那时候大卫有一个后代，他要生来做王，叫做亚哈斯。
And Ahaz ruled from about 740 to 725.
这个亚哈斯他是从公元前的740年到公元前725年做王。
And he had this beautiful heritage that was set before him. He could have been such a mighty king.
在他里面他所承受的是何等荣耀的一个遗产，所以他可以成为一个伟大的君王。
Now 10 of the tribes had already fallen away. Israel was already in a horrible state.
当时有十个支派已经流失掉了，他们啊、就是以色列国，他们啊、在一个非常悲惨的境地里面。
But Ahaz could have led Judah, the two tribes. He could have led them into greatness and kept this heritage alive.
但是亚哈斯有一个机会，带着余剩的这两族，在犹大国继续啊、来执行神的旨意。
But Ahaz allowed himself to be conformed.And to be fashioned by this world.
但是亚哈斯却让他自己落到一个效法世界的地步。
It was not his intention. He didn't say from the very beginning, "I want to be the most wicked king of Judah."
这并不是亚哈斯开始就已经定义要做的。他从来没有说一开始就说我要做一个最坏的王。
I want to make sure that I'm not buried with my grandfather David, but I want to be disposed of in Jerusalem with not much fanfare.
他从来没有说当我死后我不要与我的先祖大卫同葬，而且我要被尸体要被在田间被人所厌弃。
And yet we see this sobering life of Ahaz in 2 Kings 16.
但是在列王记下16章我们看到就是亚哈斯这么悲惨的一个境地。
Now I just want to read a few verses from 2 Kings 16. It's also in 2 Chronicles 28. And you can follow along if you want. But in 2 Kings 16, we have the following verses.
我们也可以看到在历代志下28章也讲到他的故事。但现在我们来读在列王记下16章的几处经节。
In verse 3 of chapter 16, it says, But Ahaz walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Yea, he made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the nations whom Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel.
16章第三节，却效法以色列诸王所行的，又照着耶和华从以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行可憎的事，使他的儿子惊火。
Sometimes the scripture can say things so nicely we don't realize what's saying here. But basically it says that it was human sacrifice, infanticide. He killed his oldest son.
在圣经里面这里讲的其实没有那么深，但其实这里面讲的意思就是说他把他的长子来杀死而且献祭。
In verse 4 it says, He sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every tree.
第四节讲到，并在丘坛上、山冈上、各青翠树下献祭烧香。
So now he's sacrificing and worshiping wherever it's convenient, whenever he wants to. It's very relaxed.
所以现在他的献祭、他的敬拜是在随时他觉得方便的地方，是照着他自己的心意。
In verse 7 it says, So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, saying,I am thy servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria and out of the hand of the king of Israel who rise up against me.
第七节，亚哈斯差遣使者去见亚述王提格拉匹列瑟，说：“我是你的仆人，你的儿子。现在亚兰王和以色列王攻击我，求你来救我脱离他们的手。”
So he's making an alliance with the king of Assyria.
所以他是与亚述王来结盟。
In verse 14, it says, And the brazen altar, which is the first piece of furniture in the temple, which was before Jehovah, he brought from the forefront of the house, from between his altar and the house of Jehovah, and he placed it on the north side of his own altar.
第十四节，又将耶和华面前的铜坛，这个铜坛就是在圣殿里面的第一个物件，从耶和华殿和新坛的中间搬到新坛的北边。
And then verse 17, And King Ahaz cut off all the panels of the bases, and removed the laver from off of them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that they were on, that it was on, and put it upon a pavement of stone.
第十七节，亚哈斯王打掉盆座四面镶着的芯子，把盆从座上挪下来，又将铜海从沱海的铜牛上搬下来，放在铺石地。
Now these verses are sobering.
这些真经节真是发人深省。
As we stated before, Ahaz had no plan to be so despicable and so disrespectful and fall so short.
所以我们刚才讲过，亚哈斯王呢从来没有一开始就是要成为这么一个羞辱的，这么一个不成功的一个人。
And yet he ends his life considered to be one of the worst kings of Judah.
但是当他生命结束的时候，在许多人的眼中，他是犹大最差的一个王之一。
So the question is, how did he get so far?
那我们想问的就是他怎么会跑得这么远？
The heritage was there, the teaching was there.
那里有教导，也有这么好的遗传。
One of the key things we see in Ahaz's life is he lived a life of mixture.
但是在亚哈斯他生命里面最关键的一件事就是他活的是一个混杂的生活。
He lived a life out of the flesh and a carnal life.
他所活的是一个属血气、属肉体的生活。
He was fashioned by the world.
他是来效法这个世界。
You know, the high places were places of worship, just not in the temple.
其实最高的地位是敬拜的地位。
And he would just, I feel like worshiping today, and I want to worship the way I want to worship, and he would go worship.
其实应该在圣殿里面，但是他却说，我现在就要敬拜，我今天就要敬拜，就在这里。
Or there's no real pressure today, no real need to worship and pray, so I'm not going to do that.
甚至说，今天我不觉得有需要要敬拜，不觉得有需要要祷告，我就不做了。
Now maybe if there was a little pressure in his life, then maybe it was time to worship and to pray.Maybe a high place, maybe the temple. It was just mixture.
有的时候也许他觉得外面有压力，他才到圣殿，才到高处来敬拜，来祷告。
Another way to look at this is he lived a life that was compartmentalized.
或者我们说他的生命是被分割的。
He lived a spiritual life when it felt good to live a spiritual life.
他来活属灵的生活，当他觉得他很舒服的时候。
You know, come to think of it, I do have time to read my Bible. There's nothing else going on. Maybe I'll read and pray.
有的时候我觉得现在心情不错了，也没有其他的事了，所以现在是时候我来读一下圣经吧。
So he stepped out of his worldly compartment and entered a spiritual compartment.
所以他就从他属世的房间出来，进到属灵的房间。
But then affairs of the state came up, and Syria and Israel were about to attack. So now I need to step out of my spiritual state, and I need to start thinking about negotiating with the king of Assyria.
这时候，当埃及王、当亚兰王、当以色列王来攻击的时候，我从属灵的房间里面出来，赶快进到属世的房间来想一些办法。
Okay, enough of the story of Ahaz.
我们已经讲了太多关于亚哈斯的故事了。
Because I know when I read this passage, I can really get into it. I'm a history teacher. This is a fascinating part of the Bible. But why is the Lord giving us this part?
当我讲到这里的时候，我可以讲很久，因为我是教历史的，我可以讲亚哈斯很多的故事。但我要跟大家一起来思想，就说为什么
？Well, when I read it the first time, I felt like I was David listening to Nathan tell a story.
当我来读亚哈斯故事的时候，我就觉得像是拿单对着大卫讲话，就好像神对我讲话。
Remember when Nathan came and told David the story about a rich man who stole someone else's sheep, and David got so indignant, and he says, "That's it. This man needs to be punished."
还记得吗？当拿单跟大卫讲有一个富人他去抢夺穷人的羊羔，这时候大卫听到这里就马上说，这个人一定要被惩罚。
Well, when I read this story of Ahaz, it was as though the Lord was saying, Chip, you're the man.
当我读亚哈斯的故事的时候，就好像神对我讲，你就是那人。
And that's not in a good way.
这个不是一个很美好的事情。
You are Ahaz.
你就是亚哈斯。
And just as I said at the beginning, the Lord is saying that not just to each one of us individually, he's saying that to the church today.
刚才我们已经讲到，神不光是对每个人讲话，神今天是对整个教会讲话。
Ahaz represents Judah. Judah represents the church. Ahaz had fallen. Judah had fallen. The church is in a fallen state today, brothers and sisters.
亚哈斯代表的是犹大，犹大代表的是教会，亚哈斯堕落代表犹大的堕落，犹大的堕落代表教会的堕落。
When Ahaz sacrificed his son to Moloch, he sacrificed him to his own ambitions, like our brother said last week, shared with us, Brother Philip.
当亚哈斯让他的儿子金火来献给摩洛的时候，就像上个星期弟兄们与我们交通，他是照着自己的野心把自己的孩子献祭。
You know, when they sacrificed to Moloch, I don't know if you want to even picture this, but it was horrific.
我不知道你想到摩洛的时候想到什么，但是其实这个图画是非常的血腥的。
Moloch was a statue that was half bull, half man, and basically stood on a throne with the hands held out.
Half bull.
Bull, ox.
这个摩洛他是半牛半人的形象，而且他是坐在他的座上，他的雕像是伸出双手。
And they would start a fire below this statue so it would become red hot.
所以他们就在这个雕像下面来烧火，让这个雕像成为火热的。
And they would take a baby when it was red hot and place it in the arms of this red hot statue.
当这个雕像被烧红之后，他们就把这个婴儿放在他的手上。
It wasn't an immediate death. It was slow. It was a baby dying on red hot stone, slowly.
这个婴儿不是马上就死掉的，是在这个烧得通红的石头上面一点一点被烧死的。
And I couldn't help but think of how we raise our children today.
所以我就想到我们今天怎么样抚养儿女。
Be number one in your class.
就是你在班级里面要拿第一。
Study. It's what our brother Philip shared last week. Make sure you're the best pianist. Make sure you practice your violin. Make sure you go to these practices. Make sure you're making all A's. We can go down the list. You know what we're speaking about.
就像钟弟兄上个星期交通的，你的钢琴要弹得最好，你的在班级里面要拿 A， 你所有的，我可以一直往下讲，有很多很多可以讲的。
And it's a slow, painful spiritual death for our children.
这个是一个慢慢的属灵的死亡，对着我们的儿女来讲。
And we wonder why 75% to 85% of young people leave the church when they leave high school.
我就在想，为什么今天的统计说有75%到85%的年轻人高中毕业之后就离开教会
？Because we have sacrificed them to Moloch.
因为我们
to the world.
因为我们已经把他们献给摩洛金火了，已经把他们献给世界了。
In the church today, just as Ahaz, we worship when it's comfortable. We worship on Sunday because that's the time that's set aside. We read the Bible in preparation for Friday night. It's just like the high places.
所以今天我们在属灵的事上也是这样。礼拜天的时候我们来聚会，平常的时候读经是为了礼拜五要查经。我们就是在自己方便的时候在山岗上面来献祭。
Ahaz brought service to the temple, but it was his service.
亚哈斯也把献祭带到圣殿里面，这是他自己的献祭。
He didn't ask the Lord, Lord, can I do this in the temple? May I serve in this way? It was just, there was just an assigning. There was just a, I've got to be busy. And so service came to the temple and Ahaz fell away.
亚哈斯他来献祭的时候，他到圣殿的时候并没有问神你要不要我献祭，神你要我到底开始就是你开始让我要做什么，他从来没有问，就是照着他自己的心意。
Today in the church we don't hear of the cross being spoken of and we don't practice a life of the cross.
今天在教会里面我们很少听到十字架被提起，也很少在生命里面来经历十字架。
We might say that was a good word that we heard today, but if it touches our flesh a little bit, I think the speaker was a little off today. I didn't really like that.
我们很喜欢来听十字架，但是当十字架碰到你肉体的时候，你马上会退到一边说，就到此为止吧。今天我就听到这儿为止。
But that's exactly what Ahaz did. He took the altar, which represents the cross, and he put it aside, and he put up his own altar, his own cross.
就像亚哈斯所做的，他把原来的铜坛移到一边，把他自己的坛摆在那里。就把十字架挪开。
And Ahaz also, he didn't want the purification of the word of God.
而且亚哈斯他不希望神的话来洁净他。
After the altar was the brazen laver, it was the sea, it was where you were supposed to be cleansed and purified.
在那里讲到有这个铜海，在铜海里面水里面你应该得洁净的。
He really just kind of hacked that one to pieces. It says he just tore the panels off.
但我们读到他把同海下面的座全打碎，而且把它也挪开，挪到一边。
He despised the holiness that was necessary to come into the presence of God.
他里面轻看了在神的同在里面，我们在里面得圣洁。
Every panel he took off of the brazen laver was a panel that represents the overcoming life of Christ.
当他打掉的那个盆座的四面的芯子，每一个都代表神得胜的一方面。
On one of the panels there was a lion, and he tore that off and he says, "The Lord has no authority in my life."
驮着铜海里面有一个狮子，他把狮子挪开，就说不要他的能力，他的掌权在我的生命里面。
There was a cherubim, he tore that off and he says, "I'm not going to live the heavenly life."
有一个基路伯，他把它打掉，他说我不要这样的事情在我的生命里面。
Another panel had an ox, and he says, "I don't want to live a life of serving the Lord."
还有一个座是讲到牛，他说我不要我的生命里面来服侍我的神。
There was a palm tree on another one, which represents life in a desert land.
还有一个椰树，这个椰树就是代表在沙漠里面我们的生命。
So the question today is, where do we go from here? This is so depressing. This is so sad.
那问题是我们怎么样从这个地步再往前？因为听到这里，我们觉得很悲哀。
Well, brothers and sisters, as we read the word, as we read these sobering facts, and we see that not only ourselves but the church is in this state, let's simply think of this: hear the word of the Lord and repent.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们读到这些话语，知道我们教会是在这样堕落的光景，知道我们个人的事情这样如此发人深省的时候，让我们今天来读神的话，来悔改。
Wasn't it beautiful when King David said, "Yes, I am the man. I repent," and he tore his clothes and poured ashes. He repented, and then the Lord could start a redeeming work.
因为我们看到一个美好的图画，就是大卫听到神的指责之后，他撕裂他的衣服，把尘土扬在自己的头上，他到神面前来悔改。
And David told the Lord, "Create in me a clean heart," in Psalm 51.
因为他在诗篇五十一篇那里讲说，给我重新造一个清洁的心。
I'm tired of sinning against you, Lord.
因为我已经厌烦了来犯罪，来得罪你。
So what we can do with this repentance is we can go to our children that maybe we have fallen short and say,You know, son, daughter, I have sacrificed you to this world. I have pushed studies too much. I have required too many A's and too little expression of the love of Christ in your life.
也许我们悔改之后可以到儿女面前说，对不起，我之前都是把你献给世界，我对你的要求就是功课好，拿 A， 就是让你做这个做那个，但是我没有把你带到神面前。
When my wife and I share with parents around during the summertime when we travel, we just simply ask them, ask for their spiritual report card, not their school report card.
所以当我跟我的妻子我们去旅行跟这些年轻人的家长交通的时候我就跟家长说你们要的不是学校学业的报告你们要的是他们属灵的报告
If we catch ourselves worshiping and praying out of convenience or out of desperation ask the Lord to give us a heart of worship
而且当我们敬拜祷告的时候是我们觉得方便或者我们遇到难处的时候才这样做也求神给我们一个悔改的心
You know, my two-year-old right now loves the song 10,000 Reasons.
我的两岁的儿子很喜欢听一首歌，就是万个原因。
And anytime he hears the word soul now, he breaks out into song. Soul.
然后每一次他听到这个心思这个词，他就开始来唱这首歌。
We sang a song with soul in it, and he just took off with his own song and started worshiping.
然后当我们每一次唱我们的诗歌里面讲到魂的事情他马上就接下来唱他那首诗歌
Do we find that at work when we were about to answer the phone and all of a sudden the Lord says I will provide the answer Amen and now you're smiling even though the person on the other line is yelling at you
你有没有经历过就是你在接一个电话的时候在一个难处里面突然之间神对你说这件事我来给你解决这个时候虽然对方还在那里向着你来骂但是你已经心里面很平安了
As we pray and worship without ceasing in our daily lives we're going to see that the Lord's table comes alive
如果我们在每天每时每刻都是不停的祷告一直与神有交通那我们就可以每时每刻经历擘饼聚会的神的同在
The Lord's table is just an extension of what's going on the rest of the week
因为主日的饼杯聚会只不过是我们生活平常生活的一个延伸而已
We must also repent that we've gone to the world for an alliance or for help or for protection
而且我们要悔改，因为在世界上我们经常去寻找与其他的事情来结盟。
Somehow we think our education, our paychecks, our retirement is going to be that Assyria that's going to come and save us.
有的时候我们觉得自己的教育、工作、这些退休计划、其他的事情可以成为我们的帮助，就像他去找亚述王。
And you think about where we are in the world right now. We're losing the battle with ISIS. We've got disease and pestilence. We've got natural disasters. I mean, this world is truly falling apart.
如果我们看到现在世界上所发生的这些疾病、这些战争、所有的事情，这个世界好像正在破碎。
And our natural response is, I wonder what our president's going to do about it.
我们的第一个天然的反应就是总统能做什么？
Does the CDC in Atlanta know what they're doing?
这个 CDC 这个组织在亚特兰大，他们能做什么
？How about the、I was going to say NOAA the weather department、stationed in the Northeast? Do they know how to handle all these things?
在东北的那些、气象站，他们能做什么事吗？来帮助我们
？And we watch the news. Oh, the president gave a speech. Good, so he knows what's going on.、the CDC says we're okay. Disease is not going to kill. Oh, we feel much better.
有的时候我们听到总统的一通讲话就是哦他已经知道这件事了或者听到 CDC 说这个疾病已经疫情被控制了我们心里就说啊那就好了。
It's the church that should be praying about these things.
但其实这些事应该是教会祷告的事项。
It's the church that should be saying, no, the testimony of the Lord Jesus will not be put down in the Middle East. It should be the church that says, no, we will not allow this disease of the enemy, this fear to cover, the world.
应该是教会来祷告，求神掌权，就是在中东发生的事情，让神来做主，而且让这个疾病，这个从仇敌来的事情，让神来医治。
But we have become so weak because we've been conformed to this world. We've been fashioned by this world, and we expect everyone else to do it.
但是我们已经这么软弱，已经被我们效法世界，已经被磨成世界的样子。所以碰到这些事情，我们希望别人来解决。
So may we today hear what the Lord's saying and repent and say we want to be that church that stands for the authority of Christ, that stands for the presence of Christ, that is a place of rest.
所以今天愿意我们能够站稳，能够在教会作为教会，我们来祷告，让在这里神是掌权的，在这里有神的同在，在这里神是找着安息之所的。
Now it's going to be difficult, and we are going to have to take up the cross and follow Christ.
其实这是一个困难的事情，我们必须要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
And we can share about that some other time. But I want to look once we have repented and asked for a clean heart.I want to look at this matter of being washed by the Word of God.
我们可以十字架再花时间来讲，但是今天我们就讲怎么样来悔改，怎么样在神的话里面让他来洁净我们。
The Word of God is so refreshing.
神的话是这么的清新。
It's truly going to be the only thing that sustains us.
这是唯一能够扶持我们的。
Now the story of Ahaz isn't going to come in and be all that refreshing to us.
因为亚哈斯的故事不能来帮助我们。
And knowing dates and knowing symbols in the scripture, that's not going to help us this week.
在圣经里面找一些日期，找一些那些神迹，也不能帮助我们。
But as individuals that are being built into a church, one of the thoughts the Lord gave me this week was, do we bathe in the Word of God?
当我想到我们个人被神拯救在一起成为教会之后我想到的就是我们有没有被神的话被这个水来一起洗洁净
When we wake up in the morning do we carve out the time to read the word engage in the word and expect the Lord to respond to us
在每天清早起来的时候我们有没有留出一个时间来读神的话期望神的话可以对我们有一个洗净一个洁净
We will gain overcoming life as we engage, as we bathe, as we're immersed in the Word.
如果我们把自己浸在神的话语里面这样开始的话我们就要有得胜的生活。
If you don't have a quiet time in the morning, the Psalms can be a great place to start.
如果你真的是在早上有时间读圣经的话来读诗篇。
Because King David wrote most of them, and his life was a lot harder than yours and mine.
因为当大卫王写这些诗篇的时候他在生命里面经历的比你我所要面对的要困难得多
And you know his story and you read the word and you're saying, that is a victorious life. That is a beautiful life. Those are wonderful promises.
当你知道他生命里面经历的故事，再来读他写的诗篇，你就知道这里真的是一个美好的事情，真是一个得胜的故事。
So that suddenly the word becomes the word that just pours out from us.
突然之间神的话就从我们里面可以倾倒出来。
You know, my son this weekend got sick.
我有一个儿子这个周末他得了病。
And of course, the first thought is, did he eat something? Is there something going around? What should I give him to help him?
当然第一件事就是说，他怎么会得病？然后我们怎么样能在周围找一些东西来帮助他来病好？
But the word, immediately the Lord said, turn to the word. Remember, I'm the giver of health. I'm the giver of strength. It's the enemy that is trying to sneak in here.
所以马上我就被提醒。就是先回到神的话里面，因为神的里面有医治，有所有的一切。
And suddenly the word becomes a steady stream that just keeps comforting us and directing us and reminding us, don't rely on the president, don't rely on the things of this world.
然后神的话不光成为我们的安慰，而且从我里面一直的这样流出来，而且让我知道这个世界的问题也不是总统能够解决，也不是其他人能够解决。
And I'll end with this. Ahaz had one last chance.
让我这样来结束，亚哈斯最后还有一个机会。
In Isaiah 7, it says to Isaiah, go to Ahaz and tell him to ask for a sign.
在以赛亚书那里讲到，神让以赛亚去找亚哈斯王，就是让亚哈斯求一件事情。
The Lord Jesus was saying, tell Ahaz, I want to talk to you. I want to give you a promise. I want to do, my love wants to constrain you and compel you.
在那个时候主耶稣他的心里就是要对亚哈斯王讲话跟他讲我有一个应许给你我的爱是要倾倒出来给你我为你有预备
But Ahaz had already fallen so short that he simply said I will not ask for a sign I do not want to hear from the Lord
但是亚哈斯已经失败到这么一个地步他的回应就是说我不求我不愿意到神面前来求
Ahaz reigned for 16 years
亚哈斯他做王有十六年时间
And he made the temple of God a wreck.
他让神的殿成为一个污秽的地方
Judah was lost.
整个犹大国都已经失落了
But in his faithfulness, the Lord rose up his son Hezekiah.
但是借着神的信实神兴起亚哈斯的儿子是西西家
And it's interesting to note that Hezekiah brought reform.
我们要来读西西家的故事他把恢复带进来
And he said to the people clean up the mess that my father has made
他告诉他手下的人把我父亲做的这些所有的这些措施都来更正
And do you know how long it took him to clean up the mess?
大家知不知道他花了多久来洁净圣殿
16 days
16天
That's a big mess A lot of people working it took him 16 days
那个地方已经糟糕到这么一个地步这些人花了16天时间。
But if you think about it, it isn't that long. 16 years of havoc was recovered in 16 days.
但是你要思想的话，其实非常的好，因为16年造成的损失可以在16天被补回来。
Don't make the equation with the exact numbers here, but let's just say that you have fallen away from the Lord for 80 years.
我们不需要把这个数字来作为一个公式，但我们这么讲。如果你已经在神面前失败了80年
The Lord is saying, repent. Within less than 3 months, it's all recovered.
神可以对着我们说悔改在我面前我可以让你三个月之内就完全恢复。
If the last year has been a year of walking away from the Lord says, give me one day.
如果你去年整年不在神里面行走神说给我一天时间。
But again, it doesn't, don't get hung up on the numbers. Don't wait 3 months. Don't expect the Lord to do something. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
所以我们不需要来做数字的游戏，不需要说我需要三个月。神今天讲的就是说，如果你今天听到神的话，就不要硬着心。
Wouldn't it be great to read the, watch the news or read the news and it says, the president has no answers, CDC has no answers, the government has no answers,But the Lord Jesus Christ is seen in the church, and they are ruling and reigning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天最好的消息就是我们读到总统说我没办法，我们读到 CDC 这个机构说没办法，读到我们读到新闻说政府没办法，这个时候我们可以说主耶稣在教会掌权，在这里他可以做他的工作。
That is the purpose we were created.
这个就是我们被造的一个原因。
That's why we're here this morning.
这就是为什么我们今天早上在这里聚集。
Through repentance we can come into that.
借着悔改我们可以进入。
It's a sacrifice but it's worth it.
这是一个献祭，这是一个活祭，但是这是完全值得的。
The world will try to steal us away.
这个世界还试着来抢夺我们。
But we can repent and bathe in the word of God.
但我们可以悔改，把我们自己浸在神的话里。
And when the Lord sees it, he falls in love with his church even more, and he will return.
当神看到这里，他在爱里面看到他的教会，他会尽早的回来。
That's a glorious thought.
这是一个荣耀的一个意念。
But more than a thought, it's a promise.
但是超过一个意念，这是他的应许。
Lord, we're thankful.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We do pray that you would continue to speak to your people.
我们求你继续对着你的儿女说话。
We repent.
我们在你面前悔改。
And we anticipate hearing your word even more.
我们来期望更多听到你的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才在 Chief 弟兄一开始交通的时候，我们分享今天的主题的经文是罗马书第十二章第二节。
As Brother Chip began, we mentioned that the theme of this morning's sharing is focused upon Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
让我们再一次把罗马书第十二章一二节读一遍。
Shall we read this passage one more time?
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is a spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
正像罗马书第十二章第一节所说的。
Just as what it says here in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
我们这帮蒙恩的人应当把身体献上，当作活祭，甘心乐意的把自己的主权交在主的手里。
That we who have been saved by grace, by the mercies of God, we ought to voluntarily, offer our bodies as living sacrifices to the Lord.
让主在我们身上动他的善工。
To allow the Lord to do His good work in us.
如果我们没有这样的奉献，虽然我们已经得救。
If we do not have this consecration, even if we are saved.
也有主的生命在我们的里面。
And we have the Lord's life inside of us.
但是我们的心思意念常常是属世界的、属肉体的、旧人的心思意念。
But oftentimes our minds and our thoughts are filled with our flesh, with the things of the world and things of our old nature.
像我们刚才Chief弟兄给我们列出的，我们心意常常被这个属地的物质的属肉体的事情所占据。
Just as our brother Chip had just shared with us, that oftentimes our minds and thoughts are filled with the desires of the flesh and of the world and of the old nature.
所以常常还是体贴肉体，效法世界。
Oftentimes we're mindful of the flesh and we conform to the world.
只有当我们把身体完全献上，圣灵就可以在我们里面运行。
Only once we offer up our bodies as living sacrifices can the Holy Spirit have a way in us.
让我们的心思意念得以更新。
So that our minds can be transformed.
我们可以真是活在恩高教训的引导和管理的里面。
Then we can live under the teaching of the anointing.
我们就可以明白，可以遵从，可以查验，可以见证 神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we can prove that we, so that we can also come to testify and know that which is His good and acceptable, perfect will.
刚才 Chip 弟兄跟我们交通了在旧约的时代大卫王和亚哈斯这一个好的例子，一个不好的例子。
Our brother just shared with us some examples from the Old Testament. David, a good example, and Ahaz, a poor one.
那么，大卫因着他奉献给神，因着他爱神，所以他就让他的自己能够被神所用，而且让这个整个的犹大、整个的以色列国带到一个何等的一个荣耀的光景。
Because David, he lived a consecrated life. He was able to bring not only himself, but the entire nation unto a good condition.
而这个坏王，这个亚哈斯，因为效法世界，就把他自己和这个百姓落在如此的黑暗失败的里面。
And Ahaz, because of his weakness and because of his darkness, he brought himself and the entire nation into darkness.
不仅他自己落到了一个非常悲惨的光景，而且让整个神在地上的见证受到了非常大的亏损。
Not only was his personal condition such a terrible one, but the entire nation had lost the testimony of the Lord.
下面我愿意借着两处的圣经再来交通新约时代心意更新对人跟随主照主的旨意而行有何等的重要。
And so following, I want to share some two examples from the New Testament of how when we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, how this brings about such an important testimony.
也是一个不太好的例子和一个好的例子。
Also, one example that is good and one that is bad.
让我们一起来读两处的圣经，马可福音。
So shall we turn to two passages first in the Gospel of Mark?
马可福音第一处是在十章从第十七节到二十二节。
The first passage is Mark 10, verse 17 through 22.
马可福音十七章，第十章十七节。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
Mark 10:17, and he was setting out on a journey. A man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up. Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But at these words, he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property.
第二处是还是在马可福音第十四章第三节到第九节。
The second passage is also in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3 through 9.
马可福音十四章第三节，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人，他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音， 也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Mark 14 verse 3, while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there was a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you wish you can do good to them. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
富有的少年官还有向主耶稣求问，还有这个玛利亚用香膏膏主，这两件事我相信弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉，弟兄们也多次在信息里交通过。
I believe that we are familiar with the story of the rich young ruler, his question for the Lord Jesus, as well as the story of Mary and her anointing the Lord Jesus. The brothers have shared of this many times.
今年我们四福音组，我们这两周正好是读到这两个专题。
This year, in these last 2 weeks, the Gospel Study Group, we have been reading about these two stories.
请弟兄姊妹，允许我占用一点时间，从心意更新而变化这个的重要上，把我们查经组来合参四福音书在这两件事上的领受和学习有一点交通。
So do allow me a little bit of time in regards to this topic of transforming by the renewal of our mind. I'm going to share a little of what we have been studying.
从富有的少年官向耶稣来求问永生这件事情上。
In this matter of the rich young ruler asking the Lord Jesus this question of inheriting eternal life.
因为我们知道路加福音是从起头按着次序写的。
We know that Luke, when he started writing his gospel, he would write in consecutive order.
所以我们知道这件事是主在公开服事最后的半年里面。
So we do know that this matter, it occurred in the last half year of the Lord's public service.
主在地上最后一次离开加利利向耶路撒冷走在这个十字架的路上。
This was the last time when the Lord Jesus was leaving Galilee and he was on the way to Jerusalem.
这是当时我们知道祭司长法利赛人仇恨主弃绝主的心已经很强烈了。
We know that at this time the Pharisees and scribes, their hatred of the Lord was great.
然而根据马可福音我们刚才读到的，这个少年官是公开的跑来跪在主面前来求问。
And we know, just as we had read, this rich young ruler in Mark, he publicly ran over to the Lord and knelt before him.
称主为良善的夫子。
And called the Lord good teacher.
即使尼哥底母也是在晚上私下来见耶稣的。
And at the same time, we remember Nicodemus, he came to ask of the Lord at night.
按照世界的标准，这个少年官富有，事业成功，有相当的社会地位。
According to the standards of this world, this rich young ruler, he had a good standing or social standing in this world.
同时呢，他也相当的尊敬主耶稣，也相当的谦卑，求问也很恳切。
And he seemed quite humble and sincere and respectful of the Lord.
因为他是跑过来，跪在主面前来向主求问的。
Run over and he had knelt down to ask of the Lord.
甚至他也持守了很高的宗教标准和道德标准。
And he had upheld a very high religious and moral standard.
当他回答主说，这一切诫命我从小都遵守了。
Because he answered to the Lord, I have kept all these things from my youth up.
相信这也不是谎言。
I believe this is not a lie.
因为主耶稣看着他就爱他，并呼召他来跟随主。
Because the Lord looked at him, loved him, and also called him to follow him.
然而宗教的这种心意限制他，让他不明白。
However, the limited purpose of religion really did, it limited him.
这是一个心怀意念的问题，这是一个 mind 的问题。
It did not allow him to understand because it was a question of his mind and thoughts.
第一个，永生不是做善事的报酬。
First off, that salvation is not the reward of doing good things.
而是神白白的恩典。
But it is God's free grace.
守律法是人的本分，而不是人所行的与神的祝福所做的一个交易。
Now, to hold on to God's law, it is our responsibility. It is not a trade-off for God's blessing.
第二个，永生不是一个东西。
And secondly, eternal life is not a thing.
永生是主耶稣基督自己。
Eternal life is our Lord Jesus himself.
如果因着信得着了主耶稣，就得着了永生。
If through faith you have gained the Lord Jesus, then you have gained eternal life.
其实主在当时已经启示他。
And so the Lord actually at that time had revealed this to him.
良善的只有一位，就是神自己。
Because he said to him, Why do you call me good? There is no one good except God alone.
如果他看见了主耶稣的良善，就当因着他所看见的，相信主耶稣就是这位独一的真神，正是神所差来的基督。
If he had seen at that time that only God, only the Lord Jesus is the one who is good, then he ought to believe that he is the only one who could give him eternal life.
夫子不能救他，良善的夫子也不能赐给他永生。
A teacher cannot save him, even a good teacher cannot give him eternal life.
只有耶稣基督能，因为除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Only Christ can give him eternal life and save him, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
第三个，属世界的物质观念让人倚靠钱财。
Thirdly, this understanding of the world and success in the world causes us to seek after money.
以为众多的财富才是多蒙神的祝福。
We think that riches means the blessing of God.
但是主的话清楚地告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
However, God's word tells us very clearly that we cannot serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other.
所以主的话说，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？
That is why the Lord Jesus says, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God with many riches.
主在爱的里面呼召这个少年官。
And so the Lord in his love called the rich young ruler.
是要他来舍己，跟随主来做门徒。
He wanted him to deny himself and follow him, be a disciple.
如果他能够相信接受耶稣基督，并且响应主的呼召，
If he was willing to accept and believe in the Lord Jesus and respond to his calling,
不仅能够得着永生，而且能够承受主自己一切的所事所做和所有。
Not only was he to attain eternal life, but he was to attain everything in God, all that God is, all that he does, and all that God wants to give him.
而且能够被主引进荣耀里面去。
And also to be brought into glory.
很可惜的是，这个少年官是被这个老旧的心思所限制。
However, very sadly, this rich young ruler was limited by the old thoughts.
不能够相信接受这位爱他、呼召他的主。
He could not believe and accept this Lord who loved him.
同时，也是因为他看重属地的物质的财富。过于属天的祝福和天国的荣耀。
And he looked more highly upon his material wealth above the glories and the wealth in heaven.
所以只有忧忧愁愁地走了。
And so he left saddened and grieving.
就像刚才弟兄所提醒我们的。
Just as our brother had reminded us.
我们也应该常常地警醒，不要让这个属地的、属世界的事物和心思阻拦了我们。舍己跟随主的脚步。
We also need to be watchful, to be careful, to not allow worldly thoughts to limit us from entering into all that God wants to give us.
我们看一个刚才我们读到的一个美好的例子。
We just read a very good example.
玛利亚用香膏膏主，这是坐在主身上的一件美事。
The good example was Mary anointing the body of our Lord Jesus. This was a beautiful thing that she did.
这个富有的少年官错失了主的恩典的呼召， 与这个形成鲜明对照的。
The rich young ruler, he is like a mirror for us because he had lost out on the calling of the Lord.
玛利亚不过是小城伯大尼的一个普通的女子。
Mary, however, she was just a common girl in the city of Bethany.
家道也不很富足。
Her family was not a very wealthy one.
应该也没有很高的学问和地位。
She probably was not very highly educated or had a very high position in society.
当她把香膏膏在主身上以后，门徒们认为是枉费。
And after she anointed the body of the Lord with the perfume, the disciples thought it was such a waste.
不仅很不喜悦，甚至对她生气。
Not only were they indignant at her, but they were scolding her.
我们如果仔细读，这个不仅仅是犹大，而是很好多个门徒都认为是枉费。
If you read it carefully, it's not just Judas who is doing this, but it was many of the disciples.
这一切不过是人在老旧的心意里，按照世界的标准所做的判断。
This was the judgment of people under the old way of thinking or the worldly way of thinking.
因为我们的主耶稣亲自来称赞玛利亚，在我身上做的是一件美事。
Because the Lord Himself, He was the one who praised what Mary had done, that this was a good thing.
主说，他所做的是尽他所能的。
The Lord says she has done what she could.
主也亲自说出来玛利亚这样的奉献她的属灵的意义。
And the Lord also explained the spiritual meaning of her sacrifice.
主说她是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。
He said that she has anointed my body beforehand for the burial.
主更是说我实在告诉你们普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音也要述说这女人所做的以为纪念。
And even more so, the Lord Jesus said, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
这是一个何等荣耀的纪念。
This is such a glorious remembrance.
这是唯一的一次主说到要纪念一个人和他所做的。
This is the only time the Lord Jesus ever says that, something that a person has done will be remembered.
这个纪念不是用一个石碑，不是用一个雕像，也不是用一个殿宇来纪念的。
This remembrance is not a memorial plaque, a trophy, or an etching of a name somewhere.
因为那些都要倾覆，都要过去。
Because all those things will be corrupted and will pass away.
而因着福音传到地极，玛利亚对主尽她所能的爱和奉献。
However, when it comes to sharing the gospel for Mary, for her love and for her sacrifice for the Lord,
和为主的死和复活所做的见证也要传到地极。
The testimony of what she did for the death and burial of the Lord will also be shared to the ends of the world.
并且随着主的话存到永远。
And according to the word of God, it will last forever.
我们看见为什么这个玛利亚坐在主身上的是如此的美。荣美的一件事。
We want to see why is it that what Mary did was such a glorious and beautiful thing.
第一个，因为我们的主配得一切的奉献、敬拜和尊崇。
First, it is because our Lord, He is worthy of all our sacrifice, worship, and respect.
我们的主耶稣是神所立的基督，是弥赛亚。弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者。
Our Lord, He is whom God has called as the Messiah, as Christ.
当时可能门徒不太明白，玛利亚可能自己也不是很清楚。
Perhaps at that time, the disciples, they did not really understand this, and Mary herself was unclear.
玛利亚所高的是她所高的第二天就即将骑驴荣耀进圣城的国度的大君王。
Because that, the person that she anointed was the great king.
他即将进入圣城，在第二天。
And the second day, he was to enter into the holy city.
第三天是即将为着神的荣耀来洁净圣殿的大祭司。
And on the third day, he was also the one who had cleansed the temple, the great high priest.
第四天就即将在圣殿里宣告神国的审判。即将降临的大先知。
And he is also the great high priest on the fourth day who would proclaim the great judgment of God.
所以玛利亚尽他所能的献上 见证了对为我们舍命流血的主，对这位荣耀的基督，荣耀的基督把一切都献上，也不是枉费。
And so Mary, when doing what she could in anointing the Lord Jesus, it was not a waste because of who he is.
正因为马太福音的中心是主是天国的王。
We know that the main theme of Matthew is that the Lord, he is the King of heaven.
马可福音的中心是主是神的仆人。
We know that Mark's main theme is that our Lord Jesus, he is the servant.
而祭司、先知、君王都是神所高立的仆人。
And the king, the priest, these are all the servants of God.
所以圣灵启示在这两本福音当中记载的是有一个女人将极贵的香膏浇在主的头上。
And so the Holy Spirit had revealed that a woman was going to anoint the Lord Jesus' head.
而约翰福音的主题是主是从天降下仍旧在天的神的儿子。
And John, we know that his main theme, he also shows us that he is the son, the Lord Jesus is the son of man.
所以正如施洗约翰所见证的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
So just as John the Baptist, he testified that I am unworthy of whose thong I cannot untie.
所以在约翰福音里所记载的是玛利亚用香膏抹主的脚，又用自己的头发去擦。
And so it is recorded in John that Mary, she anointed the Lord Jesus and used her own hair to wipe the perfume on from the Lord's feet.
而且用自己的头发去擦。
And she wiped it with her own hair.
因为我们知道，圣经告诉我们说，女人的头发乃是她的荣耀。
We know that the Bible tells us that a woman's hair is her glory.
所以玛利亚是将自己的荣耀放在主的脚下。
And so it is Mary who placed her own glory beneath the feet of our Lord Jesus.
这是在爱里的敬拜。
This is the worship of love.
这是尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind.
这是见证主配得我们一切的奉献、敬拜和尊崇。
This is a testimony that he is worthy of all your worship and of all your life.
第二个，我们看见玛利亚是抓住时机，及时的来服侍主。
And secondly, we see that Mary, she was one who grabbed a hold of the opportunity to serve the Lord.
就在玛利亚膏主的时候
，Just as when Mary was anointing the Lord,
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
祭司长在谋算如何杀害主和拉撒路。
The priests at that time were calculating how they were going to kill the Lord Jesus and Lazarus.
犹大在找机会卖主。
And Judas was he was looking for an opportunity to betray the Lord.
其余的门徒呢
？What about the disciples?
其余跟随主已经三年半的门徒们，虽然几次听见主预言自己的被杀和复活
，The disciples, even though they had already heard the Lord prophesy several times of his death and resurrection,
但是不仅每次听的时候都没有领会，而且每次都在争论谁为大。
Every time they heard this, they didn't understand. And not only that, they were still arguing over who was greater.
而且我们知道，在几天以后，主即将上十字架之前。
And we know that even a few days before the Lord's death,
在主心里极其忧伤，在克西玛尼园里要门徒和他一同来警醒祷告的时候
up to the night before when the Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he wanted his disciples to watch and pray together with him
他们却都睡着了
all of them fell asleep
就在这个地上黑暗笼罩没有人与主同心没有人向主同情的时候
when this world was covered in darkness and nobody was able to understand and sympathize with the heart of our Lord
玛利亚明白了主的需要领会了主的心意
Mary understood the need of our Lord and his heart
在主上十字架之前预先用香膏膏主
So before the Lord went up on the cross she anointed the Lord with the perfume
抓住机会及时的把自己最宝贵的尽他所能的为主摆上
She grabbed a hold of the opportunity and she did what she could in pouring out thatperfume unto the Lord
满足了主的心使主的心得着安慰
and satisfied the heart of the Lord so that his heart was comforted
前面读经的弟兄说，在五旬节之前，从来没有任何人曾经像玛利亚那样摸着主的心。
Brothers who read the Bible tell us that before Pentecost, there was not one person like Mary who understood the heart of our Lord.
第三个，我们可以从玛利亚身上看见，倾心爱主、完全奉献的人，就能够得蒙心意更新而变化。
We see, thirdly, that a person like Mary, who had a simple and pure love for the Lord, she was able to have her mind and her heart transformed.
因着玛利亚对主的这样单纯的、清新的爱
，because she had a simple and pure love for the Lord,
玛利亚不仅从神的律法和先知书的当中。得着了关于弥赛亚的教训。
Not only did she have the teaching of the Messiah from the law of Moses as well as the prophets，
也从施洗约翰的见证里明白了耶稣基督就是这位弥赛亚。
And she also understood that this Lord Jesus, he is the Messiah from the testimony of John the Baptist。
不仅如此
，Not only so，
她因为坐在主的脚前，听见了主亲自所讲的。死里复活的预言和启示。
Because she herself heard from the Lord Jesus as she sat at his feet, his prophecies of his death and resurrection.
更因着拉撒路，他亲身经历了主死里复活的大能和永远生命的实际。
And even a step forward, Lazarus in his own person experienced a great power and resurrected life of our Lord Jesus.
所以他能够把自己全然的奉献给主。
So that is why she was able to fully consecrate herself to the Lord.
让她的心意能够被更新而变化。
So her mind was transformed and renewed.
她明白了神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
She came to know His will, which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
她看见了十字架，看见了主的死、埋葬和复活。
She saw the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord.
也明白了受膏者是借着死来进入荣耀的。
And she also came to understand that the anointed one through death will be glorified.
国度的大君王是借着十字架上的死和复活来登上宝座的。
That the king of this kingdom is going to come up to the throne through death.
所以他的这个见证是第一个显明了作王的道路的见证。
So this is the very first testimony which reveals to us the testimony of being a king.
因为主所说，当这福音。
Because the Lord says, for this gospel, wherever this gospel is preached,
这福音正是传主耶稣从死里复活，打开恢复神国度道路的福音。
This is the gospel of one which will open up the way to God's way.
最后让我们一起来读以弗所书第五章第十五到十七节。
Lastly, shall we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17?
以弗所书五章第十五节。
Ephesians 5.
你们要谨慎行事。不要像愚昧人，要像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Ephesians 5:15. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
在新国际版的英文圣经当中
，In the NIV version in English，
第十六节要爱惜光阴。
In verse 16 it says when it says redeeming the time，
翻成的是要抓住每一个机会。
It says to make the most of every opportunity。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
在今天。这个邪恶的时代的里面
Today in this evil time,
让我们不要像愚昧人糊涂人
May we not be as those who are foolish,
被这个老旧的心意所拦阻
And to be in bondage to our old nature,
被那个老旧的 mind 所限制
Do not be limited or be in bondage to that old mind.
就像那个富有的少年官一样，错失了跟随主、按主旨意而行的机会。
Like that rich young ruler who lost out on the opportunity to follow the Lord.
而要像玛利亚那样。
But be like Mary.
玛利亚所献上给主的不仅仅是极贵的香膏。
What Mary offered up to the Lord was not merely just expensive perfume.
而是将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。是主所喜悦的。
But she had presented her body as a living and holy sacrifice, that which was acceptable to God.
让我们能够心意更新而变化。
May our minds be transformed and renewed.
抓住机会，尽我们所能的爱主、服侍主、讨主的喜悦。
Grab every opportunity to love Him and to serve Him and to please Him.
让我们一同一面祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
哦，你在我们身上有何等荣美的旨意。
Lord, you have such a glorious purpose in every one of us.
你因着爱我们，为我们舍己。
Through loving us and through your sacrifice for us.
你要得着的是完全奉献给你的人。
What you want to gain is a person who has completely offered and consecrated themselves to you.
你要得着的是来舍己跟随你直到路中的门徒。
What you want to gain are disciples who are willing to offer everything for you.
因为哦，你要率领众子进入荣耀里面去。
Because you are to lead many sons into glory.
你要得着的是配来归给你的心腹。
And what you want to gain is a bride that is worthy of you.
主啊，愿意我们真是被你的话语所洁净。
So Lord, do cleanse us with your word.
让我们啊，真是悔改在主的面前。
And Lord, we truly do repent before you.
让我们的心意得以被更新而变化。
May our minds be transformed and renewed.
借着我们的奉献，您带领我们，更新变化我们，让我们成为配得主所使用的器皿。
Through our consecration, Lord, may we truly be transformed and renewed so that we can become the vessels that are worthy of you.
让我们能够哦成为那真是让主能够得着满足的果子。
So that you can gain the fruits that satisfy you.
愿父得着一切的荣耀。
And may the Father gain all the glory.
愿荣耀赞美多多的归给主。
We give you all the glory and praise.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.